Line one is stuck, Flounder. Just to let you know, I picked it up and tried to answer it like an idiot. I don't know what I did, but it's stuck. We called Lowry's Steakhouse, Lowry's Prime Rib, out there in Los Angeles on La Cienega, and they refused to talk to us. I'm just telling you. The chick at the desk said they're too busy and they cannot speak about tonight's events. So we tried to do the thing with, okay, well, then I'm the cousin of Pete Carroll. Can you have Pete Carroll come over? I need to talk to him right away. They didn't fall for it.
Sports night. Is this enough to call for his resignation?
Mark, you're serious about this.
I'm serious about asking this question. I like a guy apologizing, but is he apologizing because he got caught? Or is he apologizing because he really means it?
Mark, you know what this is a classic example of? This is one of those situations where basically they found the dress with the sperm on it. That's what those tapes...
A Clinton thing?
That's what that tape represents. I'm serious.
It's a little nasty sounding.
No, but that's what the tape represents. He got caught, and now he has to come clean.
Dave Dombrowski, you should have washed the dress before you went to the luncheon.
Sports Night with Parker and the Magic.
Sperm on the dress. Where do you get some of this junk?
From 10 to 1, only on 97.1. Talk that rocks Detroit.
What have you done in your life that you said you would never do? And then you...
And you were just surprised by it, or you just kind of threw you?
All your life you said, I would never do this, blank, and then you ended up doing blank, and then you felt bad about doing blank, but you know that it was like almost a necessary evil to actually do blank. Now, I'm certain that females will come into play here, right? Because a lot of this might be women-related.
Like saying you never have sex with a fat chick?
Well, no.
Why?
Look, you're a divorced guy. I'm sure you said to yourself once, when I get married, it's forever. I never want to see a second one of these. You never could have imagined yourself probably as a divorced guy. Did you ever think that?
Not when I got married. You know, I was the happiest man in the world when I got married.
That's a thing. You know, that's a deal where you said to yourself, that's something that I'm going to do, and it's not going to happen in my life that the opposite thing would happen. I'm trying to dance on this very lightly.
You don't have to dance.
I know, but... I know it's not a sore spot for you, but I just want to make sure.
It is what it is, Mark. You know what I mean? It is what it is. But I got to think about it seriously, to think about something I vowed that I wouldn't do.
I mean, this is not a big thing. There's worse things in the world than me buying golf clubs. I know
right,
that.
But I know what you mean. You're kicking it out from the standpoint.
I'm kicking it one time.
Of doing something that you just vowed. You know what? I have friends, Mark, who vow they'd never get married again.
I just can't believe I'm holding in my hand, like, what's it called?
Don't bust out the light there, okay?
Can you hear it? Can you hear the ting from the titanium? I mean, it's sweet. I like it and all, and it's so much better than having, you know, Sam Snead's old clubs in his grave or something. I feel like I should have buried him with them. Is he dead?
Hi, this is Mark Wilson, Michigan State Class of 82. An icy wind is blowing this spring in East Lansing. A once proud alumni is at the crossroads. Playboy's list of the top 10 party schools in America does not feature the green and white. I represent Spartan alum all over this great land of ours with a major concern to this problem. What has happened to our youth to allow such a travesty? Where are the long nights at Max Bar? What happened to the couch burning, the excess, and keeping our sorority sisters out till the wee hours? Basically, what happened to the fun? The hand in the bucket of water, the nerd strapped to the elevator covered in shaving cream, the kegs thrown out the window from three high East Acres only to land softly on co-eds below. There was a time when no stop sign was safe, when Sparty was painted on a weekly basis, when you could rip off the Block S on the Welcome to Michigan State signs and hang them up in dorms from Shaw to Holden, when it meant something to be a part of the Pioneer Land Grant University. Yes, we were a top 10 party school. Panty raids, mixers, orgies, pizza on the walls, long nights at Dooley's, Rainbow Ranch, Moons and Lizards, on the 50-yard line at Spartan Stadium, and anywhere else we could have our way with some of the nation's finest babage. Remember pool hopping when the fence was able to be scaled? Now it's like a fortress. Add a law school, and all of a sudden, a once proud party institution thinks it's Dartmouth. Tonight I plead to our current student body, when you return in the late summer, please, please bring the tradition back. The hearty Sparty party must return in all its half-baked, naked glory. The library should be just another place to pick up chicks. Michigan State set the tone for a nation back in the late 70s, into the 80s and early 90s. We were fat, drunk, and stupid, and we were proud. So my raucous rulers of the Red Cedar, stand up and be counted. Let Hugh Hefner know we have not turned intellectual on him as he turns 80. May the cow-tipping return and let the games begin. I wonder if we can get the football team into a bowl game. That'd be cool, too.
Because I said it was like that.
Sparty on, my babies. The future rests with you. Tonight, you are so money. Party like it's 2099 or let the heavens fall. Color Playboy's Party School issue green and white for 2007. We're all counting on you. Don't let us down. Respectfully submitted this 9 May, 2006. Mark L. Wilson, proud Spartan Party graduate. The Tiger Woods auction, you can play with Tiger Woods at the Buick Open Pro-Am.
You mean golf?
Right, you can golf with him.
Right.
Is over $15,000. Well, maybe that's between you and Tiger when you pay your money.
I said it's going to wind up being 25 grand.
25 grand,
you think? When it's all said and done.
You get to bid on this. We'll tell you how you can up until Saturday at 10 o'clock. But if there's somebody that you would want to pony up that kind of jack to play golf with, it could be anybody. It could be anybody from any world.
But it should be more like if you could play one-on-one with Magic.
Well, you want the complete fantasy thing?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, fine. I don't care. I'll give you a story about that, too. 248-559-9797. We got a sports rep.
When
for
you want
too.
To play catch with Jerry Rice?
I'll tell you what I'm going
to
do.
You know what I would have done? I would have loved to hit some tennis balls with Billie Jean King.
You can still do that. She's probably available. And it ain't going to cost you 100 grand to do
no,
that.
No, I'm
either.
Serious, but I would have.
We've got Carl's Chop House gift cards available tonight. Pat Hankins.
Hello?
What's happening?
Hey, how's it going?
What are you doing in town, Pat?
I'm seeing my folks.
Over there in Fraser, huh?
Yeah.
So what's going on with you and the Orioles?
It's going pretty good down there. They're treating me pretty good.
Are you still mad at Mike Gillig and them for not trying to sign you?
No, not really. I mean, they're treating me good in Baltimore. You know, I got a good home there. So it's doing pretty good
hey,
for me.
Hey, Pat, just remind everybody again, because this, ladies and gentlemen, you know, former Cy Young winner Pat Hankin. Well, what year was that you won that Cy Young Award?
The Cy Young Award?
Yeah.
That was 1990.
Cy Young Award winner from 1990. Ladies and gentlemen, it is not Pat Hankin.
Sports Night with Parker and the Majors.
I knew right away.
It wasn't even the Majors in 1990.
From 10 to 1, only on 97.1. Talk that rocks Detroit.
The president of the Detroit Pistons.
No, not really.
Yes, it is. Joe Dumars, who was driving home and just happened to be catching us. Hey, Joe.
Man, I cannot believe Mark Wilson is on that. Dogging me like this.
No, God.
Joe,
who's dogging you? I'm just saying, do something for me. I know you're kidding. He says you should stand, Pat. I think, and I know it's tough with the contracts and the salary cap, which is what I hate most about trade deadline day because it's become kind of a nothing thing anymore. But isn't there something that you're out? I mean, I know you're talking. Isn't there something you can do?
Well, let me explain to you real quick what happens right now. What's going on right now, Mark, is everybody's trying to dump players that they don't want to try to get somebody to help them make a playoff. Everybody's trying to do the same thing that you guys are saying, Mark, that you're saying that you want me to do.
Mm-hmm.
So consequently, they don't want to give up anything that's going to help you make a playoff run. The second thing, Mark, is if you stand pat and don't do anything right now, it's not with the mindset of just it's Weber or bust. Please, please understand that when – like right now, a lot of stuff is going on. When you're under the cap, Mark, even if you don't get Weber, we have about three different scenarios right now where we could get some real big-time players this summer through trades because we're the ones who are under the cap that can take on certain guys.
Right.
So that's why I say, you know, it's not just about get under the cap and try to get Weber, and if you don't get Weber, you're screwed. It doesn't work like that. You know, I understand exactly what you're saying. You know, don't just stand pat. You know, I'm not for standing pat.
I know you're not.
For no reason at all.
But you're not going to make trades, Joe, just to try to please people and hurt you later on.
But see, Joe, I don't want a guy. You can't fool anybody in the NBA. We know everybody out there. So you're not going to be able to bring in a guy who's – we're going to go, oh, boy, they got, Brooke Stepe's back in the league.
Brooke Stepe.
I know that.
I just wonder why this day has become such a day that you can't make any moves anymore. Not just you, but the league.
Mark, I really can appreciate what you're saying, but I promise you, nobody is. I mean, people. I mean, if you heard the conversations I hear, literally, people get there and offer your 10th, 11th guy. Well, we could dump you this guy, and you know, we'll take Stackhouse and Ben Wallace. Like, are you smoking something?
But why are they stupid enough to tell you that, Joe?
Because people, you know what? When I first took over, Mark, I hung up the phone a few times, and I said to myself, Brendan, I said to Brendan, was that guy serious just then? He said, Joe, you're going to be stunned at what people will call up and ask for. And I said, oh, my God. I mean, it's just unbelievable stuff people call. But really, Mark, to answer your question, to answer your point, because, you know, you have a valid point, but I'm telling you, nobody will offer you a player that's good enough that's going to help you make a run. They're just not going to do it right now.
No, and I know it's the same claim I've been making with the Red Wings, that no one's going to sit there and give the Red Wings anything they want.
They're not going to help
them win a cup again. But, Joe, I wouldn't be saying this stuff. If I thought this team was a dog, I would probably say, yeah, fine, screw it, don't do anything. It doesn't make a difference anyhow because they ain't going anywhere. You could be a player or a player and a half away from getting at least to that playoff run.
This year, the way the East is set up, one player right now could help us get into the playoffs. I believe nobody is more frustrated and aggravated and ticked off half the time as I am, sitting there watching and knowing, you know what, I need one more guy to help me get over the hump. So believe me, I understand exactly what you're saying.
Well, maybe number four needs to suit up again.
No.
That's the player.
You know what?
It's Joe D. needs to suit
Mark,
up again. Joe, come back.
When Mario Lemieux did it, somebody said, well, Joe, Mario Lemieux did it. I said, yeah, he gets 30-second shifts, though. he gets to sit out after 30 seconds.
You wrote about Cecil Fielder, suitable for framing yesterday. I had a buddy of mine who was in high school, hadn't heard about Cecil Fielder in ages, read your column, said loved it because I didn't know what the guy was up to, didn't know the whole story about this with Cecil and how he was looking for a gig, how his life had gone down the crapper and he came back up from the dead. And now maybe he wants to work for the Tigers again, which would be totally cool to see, you know, a guy like Cecil being back with his former team, a guy that he starred with for, 7 years for the most part. Got out of here to the Yankees in that seventh year. He was traded.
And won the World Series. Helped win the World
Series. I remember
Series.
The night he was traded, and he drove out of here in the SUV, and we never saw him again. Went to the Yankees and did great. In fact, that year he finished with 39 total homers. People don't realize that. 26 here and 13 with the Yankees.
And Mark,
had a 40, like a 40 home run, 110 RBI season.
Mark, he batted 391 in the World Series against the Atlanta Braves and was the only Yankee to hit over 300 in that series.
All right, so this made me think about something, though. I said, here you were making an appeal almost, and you're not apologizing or making an appeal for Cecil. You like Cecil, and you've got the power of the pen. And you said this guy would be a good guy to have back in the organization. An organization that struggles to find even that measure of success that they had back in the early 90s.
He's been on the last team that was over
that did anything. That did anything. And he was the last great star, baseball star in this town.
And that people cared about. It was in Cecil Field and the Tigers were a national story.
We flew to New York to cover the 50th home run. That was a big deal.
When was the last time you go to go out of town with the Tigers?
Never did it. So I'm thinking, maybe people have other people you'd like to see return. Who would you like to see return? If Cecil Fielder were to return in some capacity with the Tigers, how cool it would be to have Big Daddy back here. You can pick anybody you like. Who would you like to see return that either got out of here in a poor way, that left here you didn't like, or you just want to see back because you miss them?
Like Grant Hill.
Hey, Michelle, what are you doing here in our office?
Just waiting for you, big boy, even though my show ended hours ago.
What are you waiting for me for?
Because I'm desperate today, and I'm not even a housewife.
Gee, I saw that thing on Monday Night Football, but I never dreamed it could happen to me.
So, where's Robbie tonight?
He's at the Pistons game. He won't be here.
So, let me get this straight. It's just us?
Yeah, and you're just wearing a towel.
Ta-da! Not anymore.
Whoa, Michelle. Jeez, look at those mangoes.
Oh, yeah, baby. I brought the fruit.
Well, I didn't mean those mangoes, but fruit, cool.
So, Rob is gone all night? You boys and your little games. Hey, I have a game we can play.
Michelle, I have a show to do, dear.
Fine. Do your little show. See if I care. I'm going to drive home and then, well, you know what that means. When I drive.
Yeah, I heard that, but hey, thanks. I guess we'll always have the office.
Yeah, whatever, sports boy. The man, my ass.
Thanks, Michelle. Hey, you, forgot your towel.
Just start your little show already. God.
Okay, bye-bye.